Carrie Luxem is the founder and CEO of the Restaurant HR Group. And Carrie, you've been giving advice to restaurants. First of all, will these bonuses actually entice people to get off the couch and get back to work?
Yeah, I do think that if you can pay more, if you can offer bonuses, it certainly does help. But unfortunately, that alone is just not going to cut it. And I see across the, you know, we're supporting restaurateurs from coast to coast, and people are trying things and some crazy things. I mean, paying out these $1,000 bonuses is definitely hard on the operation and their, you know, bottom line and all that stuff. But it can be effective if you're doing all of the other things right.
It seems to me, though, that culture is going to be first and foremost in a corporation if you really want to entice people to be around. The bonuses are great, but the bottom line is these businesses just went through a year where they had to barely survive. They had to innovate in order to barely survive. And now they're being faced with all these pressures on the labor force that's making it even more difficult now that they can reopen to actually get back to making a profit. I see bonuses as great. I mean, obviously money entices people, but, you know, is that the only way that they can achieve getting these people back?
Here's how I like to look at it. So, you know, most people in the restaurant industry, and obviously in any industry, they start somewhere kind of at the bottom. You know, you'll hear restaurant owners and operators say, I worked in the kitchen, you know, I worked as a server, then I worked my way up to management. Don't forget to think back to that time when you were in those positions. Like, what mattered to you? You know, and sometimes as we grow businesses, I'm a business owner too, and you forget those things. You know, it really comes down to, yes, of course, pay as much as you can. People, there's no denying that compensation absolutely matters to people. And if you can pay more and, you know, all of that stuff, but what really mattered to you when you were working for somebody? You wanted to be invested in, and that doesn't just mean money. It is, like you said, it's the culture. It's like creating a culture where someone's going to come there and they're going to feel part of something really cool. They're going to be in an environment where they can learn and develop, whether they advance within your company or maybe they're learning some leadership skills that they can take with them when they graduate from college or whatever it may be. They want to work for a company that's focused on communicating well, and unfortunately people don't put a lot of effort into that. And
I think in some ways we're having the wrong conversation. Like I was saying about, you know, with the minimum wage, you know, our conversation in America shouldn't be about redistributing wealth to make low skilled jobs pay more. It should be about making sure people have access to learning skills. And that's kind of what you're saying, because if you look at your own personal career, you started out essentially taking orders at Dairy Queen, and then you rose to become the PR director for a really huge, great, by the way, sandwich shop, Potbelly. But I remember working in the pizza industry and the restaurant industry when I was in college. And I know that what I wanted at that time was to get out of that freaking job. It was awful. I just wanted to get the skills, and then I wanted to get the money that I needed to pay my tuition so that I could go get more skills. I think companies that invest, Starbucks did this right. When they said, hey, we're going to pay for your college tuition, they understood that it is not a career plan to continue to make coffee for the rest of your life. Your career plan was not to take orders at the counter at Dairy Queen. You became something special through that process. If companies invest in their employees and say, hey, you don't even have to stay here and work for us, just go get your education and we're going to pay you a decent wage. That's where probably the conversation needs to be had, so that people can gain those skills.
And if you want to attract those people right now in a labor shortage, you have got to separate yourself as an employer that genuinely cares about those things. And you're right. Like when I started with Potbelly, you know, I didn't have any idea I would be there for 11 years, but they understood what my wants and needs were. They were flexible with me as my life evolved, you know, and I felt valued there. And I think that's a huge myth. And yes, when I started there, I didn't make much money and they paid me more. And that certainly helped. Like I said, at the beginning, it's kind of like you can certainly pay more and offer these big bonuses. But if you have a reputation for not being a great employer and you don't focus on people and you don't really care about them as human beings, you just care about them as an employee, you're going to lose.
Right. Yeah, when I was in the pizza industry, it was kind of funny because there was always a rotating group of people. They were always the same people. There were those of us that were just trying to get through college. The others were sort of like, this is what they did because they couldn't really do anything else. But they were hopping from one restaurant to the other. And it would always be like, well, Papa J's is paying a $50 bonus, so I'll go over there. And then they'd be back within 3 or 4 months. They would be back because then, you know, Domino's would offer something. And there was never an actual investment in the person. It was just, I'll get you over here with this, or we're going to pay you an extra dollar per delivery or whatever. They were always hopping for those things. There was never any kind of settled idea of where they were going. And I think businesses have to recognize that those type of jobs are not typically career decisions for people. So you have to be willing to lose what you invest in. That's another aspect of it. And I think that's what those businesses often are afraid to make those investments, because they know that people don't want to work in the restaurant industry for life in most cases.
Right. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you're telling businesses, hey, if you're going to invest in the money side, invest in the people side too, right?
Yeah. And, you know, and there's a whole bunch of things that they can do if they're trying to get out there and attract people. I think one of the big misses, Leland, is they're not really doing enough. They're just saying, I got to place this ad. I'm going to offer a bonus. Do some, you know, invest in tap into the military community, have somebody on your team focus on recruiting every single day. Really talk about your business every day. I think there's a lot of things that you can do. It takes a lot of work and energy to recruit, to attract, to recruit, and to retain people. And you've got to be willing to do what you need to do each and every day if you want to have success.
Yeah, as if small businesses didn't already have a lot of work to do. Carrie Luxem, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.